us up to date on what's going on around Central Indiana this morning is Sharon Allseth once again. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. The Indiana State Teachers Association is asking a judge to block new teacher contract forms for the 2011-2012 school year. ISTA filed a lawsuit Tuesday seeking an injunction against the Indiana Department of Education because it believes parts of the new contract forms issued last week violate state law and existing collectively bargained contracts. ISTA cited a provision in the form that allows school districts to shorten or lengthen a teacher's workday or the number of days a teacher works each year at will during the school year. A Department of Education spokesman says the agency hadn't seen the lawsuit. A $1 million grant is earmarked to help improve college graduation rates among Indiana students. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Mike Lowitzo reports.
The $1 million comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and was awarded through the nonprofit Complete College America. Ivy Tech Community College will use half the money to redesign its remedial courses. President Tom Snyder says the current method, used nationwide, is not working.
So with this money, we're going to be able to leverage the $1 million, the part that comes to us, to really get new methods of doing remediation, to help people do things that are self-paced, to do them in modules, to teach them just enough math to what they need to make sure that they have the English skills to go forward.
The regional campuses of Indiana University will receive $250,000 for developing tools to help students do a better job of mapping out their courses so they can graduate on time. The remaining $250,000 will go to the Commission for Higher Education for data analysis and planning. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Mike Lowitzo.
Details of a corporate and nonprofit partnership in Indianapolis will be announced today. Engage Indy will match up volunteers with organizations in need. Key areas include public safety, homelessness, hunger, education, and community development. Temperatures still forecast in the 90s through the weekend, but Indianapolis has dropped its extreme heat contingency plan.
That means that we will just continue to try to educate the public on the dangers of heat, but we will not be in a heat emergency situation, at least as it looks like for the rest of the week from our perspective right now.
John Allhart with the Marion County Health Department says cooling centers remain open, but there are no extended hours. National Guard leaders from Kentucky, Utah, and Virginia and celebrities visit Camp Atterbury today to send off 2,600 soldiers being deployed to Iraq. Adjutants General from the three states are scheduled for the trip, along with USO President Sloan Gibson, NBC Poker After Dark host Leanne Tweeden, Panther Racing's John Barnes, and race car driver J.R. Hildebrand. Units from the three states have been training for more than a year for their mission. In Iraq, the soldiers will conduct security force, base defense operations, and convoy security operations. And a voluntary recall of thousands of pounds of ready-to-eat chicken has been expanded over concerns that the meat could be contaminated with bacteria that can cause food poisoning. Colorado-based Pilgrim's Pride says the recall now includes about 7,000 pounds of Pilgrim's Pride brand fully cooked chicken breast nuggets that were shipped to dozens of Dollar General stores in Indiana and eight other states. The company says it's not aware of any reported illnesses. WFYI weather today and tomorrow, mostly sunny. Today's high 93, tomorrow's high 96. Mostly sunny on Friday with scattered showers and storms, high 94. Partly sunny on Saturday with a slight chance of rain, high 89. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 89. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 76 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks a lot. 7:34 now, the NFL was open for business yesterday. There was a flurry of activity at the Colts complex. A number of players showed up for the first time.